All right, so today we're diving deep into something pretty cool.
Yeah, exciting stuff.
The Peter Jones Foundation. You know, familiar name, I'm sure, to a lot of our listeners. Peter Jones, Dragon's Den, Shark Tank UK.
Yeah, exactly, big name.
But this is not just one of those celebrity foundations. You know, we see this sometimes, celebrities slack their name on something.
Right, right.
This is different. This is really interesting because it's clearly very close to Peter Jones's heart.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can see that passion reflected in everything they do.
Yeah, and the focus is entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Which makes sense given his background.
Right, makes sense. And it's something that's so important these days, right?
Yeah.
Giving young people those skills.
Yeah, and not just, you know, basic business skills either.
No.
There's this whole other layer they're bringing in. And this is what really got me intrigued, the whole concept of B Corp.
Yeah, the B Corp thing is huge. And I think it's really smart of them to incorporate it into what they're doing.
Yeah. So for anyone who maybe hasn't heard that term before, can you break down what makes a business a B Corp?
It's kind of like the gold standard for businesses that want to be a force for good. So yeah. It's not just about profits. It's about considering your impact on the environment, on your workers, on the community.
Right. So it's about more than just the bottom line.
Exactly. It's about saying we want to be profitable, but not at the expense of everything else. It's about that balance.
Which is so refreshing to hear, especially these days, right?
Absolutely. It's like a breath of fresh air.
And speaking of refreshing, I was blown away by Peter Jones's own story.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about an origin story. This isn't some, you know, silver spoon situation. The guy basically started his entrepreneurial journey by pretending to run a company from his dad's office chair as a kid.
I love that. You can totally picture it, can't you? Little Peter in a suit and tie.
Right. Like, come on. That's amazing. And I think that really speaks to the heart of what the foundation is all about. It's like they're out to prove that entrepreneurial spirit can be nurtured. You don't have to be born with a business mind.
It's like anything else. You know, practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
And the earlier you start, the better.
Exactly. And they're not just talking about it. They're putting real support systems in place.
Right. They have actual programs like the Tycoon Enterprise Competition and the Peter Jones Young Enterprise Challenge. These are big deals.
So they're not just getting a lecture. They're getting to actually try it out, test their ideas.
Hands-on experience. That's the key.
Exactly. Which is so valuable.
Absolutely.
So they're gaining practical skills, building confidence.
Yeah. All those things you need to actually go out and, you know, be an entrepreneur.
And they're doing this by actually creating businesses, even if it's on a smaller scale initially.
Right, exactly. Learning by doing, which is always the best way, in my opinion.
So we've got these young people. They're getting the tools, the experience, but then there's this whole B Corp layer. Like, it's one thing to teach, you know, traditional business, but this idea of businesses as a force for good, that's a whole different ballgame.
Huge. Yeah. And to really make that stick, you need to bring the teachers on board.
Wow,
right?
Because they're the ones who are going to be shaping these young minds.
Exactly. And I was so impressed by how the Peter Jones Foundation tackled this. They didn't just send out a memo about B Corp or something.
Oh, no, no. They went all out.
They created a whole virtual event just for educators dedicated to this topic.
Okay, so not just like a Zoom meeting where everyone's, you know, half paying attention, checking their email.
No, this was different. They wanted to make it engaging, impactful, and they partnered with this platform event anywhere to pull it off.
Okay, so event anywhere. Tell me more. What made this event so special?
Well, for starters, they brought in experts from the B Corp world, people who are actually out there doing it, living it, not just talking about
it. So real world experience, real stories.
Exactly. And they had this live stage feature, which always makes things more dynamic, right? Like you're there in the moment.
Oh, for sure. Keeps you engaged. But was it just a one-way street where the teachers just talked at, or was there actual interaction?
Oh, they built in tons of interaction, live Q&A sessions, so teachers could get their questions answered on the spot.
I love that.
And because not everyone feels comfortable, you know, speaking up in a big group, they also had these live polls running throughout.
Oh, that's smart. So you can still participate, even if it's anonymously through a poll.
Exactly. And it's a great way to gauge understanding, too. See where people are at.
It creates that sense of community, even though it's virtual. It's like, okay, we're all in this together.
Totally. And speaking of being in it together, something else that stood out to me was a testimonial from Bill Muirhead. He was running the Peter Jones Foundation at the time.
Okay. And what did he have to say?
He was raving about Event Anywhere. Said it ran so smoothly, no tech headaches, no delays.
Music to a teacher's ears, I'm sure.
Right. Time is precious. They don't need any extra hassle.
So it just worked, which is sometimes all you can ask for.
Exactly. And I think that contributed to the overall success of the event. Because when the technology just fades into the background, you can really focus on the content. the message.
And in this case, that message was all about B Corp, getting teachers excited about this new way of doing business.
And it seems like they succeeded.
So they got the teachers excited. They're on board with B Corp. But so what? What's the next step in this grand plan? What's the long game? Why should our listener care?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
We've talked about, you know, empowering these young people, giving them real business experience, and weaving in this idea of B Corp. But how does it all connect? What's the bigger picture here? What's the Peter Jones Foundation actually trying to achieve?
It's not just about, you know, creating a generation of mini CEOs.
Yeah.
It's about something much bigger. It's about shifting the entire business landscape.
Okay, I like the sound of that. So how do they plan to do that?
By planting seeds of change, and where better to plant those seeds than in classrooms.
Okay, so the teachers get excited about B Corp. They're fired up about this new way of doing business. Then what?
Then they bring that energy into their classrooms.
Okay.
Think about it. Teachers, they have this incredible power. Right?
Yeah.
To shape how young people see the world.
Absolutely.
So what if instead of just learning about traditional business models, students were exposed to this concept of B Corp from a young age? Imagine the possibilities.
Yeah, it wouldn't just be about the bottom line anymore. It would be about making a difference.
Exactly. It's about asking, how can we use business as a force for good?
And the key here is they're not just talking about it, right? The Peter Jones Foundation is actually giving these students the tools to go out and create businesses that embody these values.
Yeah. Through those programs we talked about earlier, the Tycoon Enterprise Competition, the Young Enterprise Challenge.
Hands-on experience making it real.
Exactly. And when you have that experience, it's not just some abstract concept anymore. It's like, hey, I can actually do this. I can build a business that has a positive impact.
It becomes part of their DNA almost.
Right. And that's powerful because then those students, they go out into the world.
They become the change makers.
Exactly. They become entrepreneurs who don't see purpose and profit as mutually exclusive.
It's not one or the other. It's both.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's huge because that shift in mindset, it can have a ripple effect.
Think about it.
These young people, they enter the workforce.
To start their own businesses.
They're going to demand more from their employers. They're going to be more conscious consumers.
Mm-hmm. Supporting businesses that align with their values.
Exactly. It's like that saying, be the change you want to see in the world, but applied to business.
I love that. And who knows, maybe one of these students listening right now will be the one to found the next Patagonia or Tom MS.
Right. A company that's known for its commitment to social and environmental responsibility.
This has been eye-opening, honestly. It's made me rethink my own relationship with business.
Me too. And you know what? I think that's a good takeaway for our listeners today.
What's that?
As you go about your day, as you encounter different businesses, ask yourself, what kind of impact are they making?
Are they part of the problem or are they part of the solution?
Because ultimately, we all have a role to play in shaping the future of business.
And the Peter Jones Foundation is showing us that it can be a bright future, a future where business is a force for good.
Absolutely. Inspiring stuff.
It really is. Thanks for diving deep with me on this one.
Anytime. Always a pleasure.